I'm Catherine Lanford. John Hockenberry and Adore Udoji are away, and Todd Zwillick is here with me today. Good to have him here. Congress is debating the stimulus plan, but what do you really need? We want to know where you think the stimulus plan money should be spent. Here's what Ricardo had to say on our website. How about $10,000 for any family that has at least two kids under the age of four in daycare and are both employed full-time? I think he means the parents there. Not a tax break, but an actual check. It would make the difference in several things: saving for college, eating out, buying new clothes, taking a vacation, saving to buy for a new car. I mean, he goes on this list. Obviously, Todd, things that he thinks can help goose up the economy. He goes on to say, many families are just getting by who make a decent salary, but daycare costs eat up most of the quote-unquote disposable income for several years when the kids are young. All right, that is Ricardo's idea, but what is yours? New roads for your town? More help with your mortgage? What kind of stimulus do you want to see? Call us at 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or go to The Takeaway, mytakeatthetakeaway.org. Todd?
Well, once again, it's time to open up the agenda for the week. It's Monday, and every Monday on The Takeaway, we take a look ahead at what we can expect for the upcoming 7 days. This week, we're talking to Stephanie Mehta, an assistant managing editor at Fortune. She's here to talk to us about the Senate and the stimulus, about the Treasury and the TARP, not to mention President Barack Obama back on the campaign trail. Stephanie, hi.
Hi, how are you, Todd?
I'm well, thank you. Well, the president is off to Indiana today to sell the stimulus, and then he has a news conference tonight to sell it some more. But he has the votes to pass it in the Senate. Why go through all this?
Well, I think it's very much about winning the public relations war and taking back some of the momentum from the Republicans, who've been very effective in saying that there's a lot of pork in the stimulus bill and that there needs to be more direct spending, more direct stimulus, money in the pockets of people like Ricardo, as opposed to government spending programs that ultimately could also stimulate the economy but may not have that direct impact on the individual taxpayer that a tax credit or a tax rebate might have. And so I think, first and foremost, President Obama is trying to take back some of that momentum, try to win back support for a stimulus package that includes a combination of the tax credits as well as the government spending to stimulate the economy. I think the other thing is that it's my opinion that this is not the end of stimulus legislation, mm-hmm. that we're probably going to see some follow-on legislation. A lot of economists, including Paul Krugman of Princeton University and the New York Times, believe that the stimulus package that the Senate and House are likely to pass this week is not enough. And there's a very good argument to be made that, you know, there could be more spending. And so I suspect that one of the things that the president is going to have to do is set the stage for additional financial government support, whether it's stimulus package or TARP, which I know we're going to talk about a little bit later.
He also has to set the stage for TARP. Now, that announcement was originally going to come today. They decided they wanted the attention to be on the stimulus and let Tim Geithner lobby Capitol Hill today. So they'll put the TARP announcement tomorrow. What's likely to be in that plan, and does the president have some selling to do there?
I think there has to be a lot of selling to do there, and it's interesting because the spin is, we delayed this till Tuesday because we need Geithner to spend Monday selling stimulus. If you read between the lines in some of the reporting today, it becomes pretty apparent that all the details of the Tuesday announcement haven't yet been worked out. So I wouldn't be surprised if they were buying a little time. That said, you know, one of the very interesting components of this latest plan out of Treasury is that it's likely to include some sort of public-private partnership in terms of buying up these bad assets that all the banks have on their books. And that's we're talking about some very unprecedented, uncharted waters here. And so it's going to be very complicated to explain. It's going to be pretty complicated to sell. And I think that given all of the backlash around TARP 1, TARP 2 is certainly going to require some careful handling.
But didn't the reaction to TARP 1 sort of give us the public-private partnership in TARP 2? I mean, isn't there more of a push that we don't want to have a nationalized system?
Absolutely. But again, there are a lot of there's a lot of fine print that all of these the parties are going to have to explain. And I think that the opaqueness of TARP 1 has given way to a need for much more transparency in TARP 2.
What about housing? Because You say it's murky what's going to happen on Tuesday, but the Senate, Senator Chris Dodd, who's chairman of the Banking Committee, got an amendment passed in the stimulus that has nothing to do with the stimulus. The amendment in the stimulus says you got to spend at least $50 billion in the TARP on mortgage, on foreclosure mitigation. And he said, I'm not taking anyone's word for it. The Bush administration basically promised me one thing and did another, and I'm not going to take the risk that the Obama administration does that. He may be posturing a little bit, but is that housing amendment going to make any difference? Will that push the administration to do something on housing in the TARP?
Well, as I understand it, all of those details have not yet been worked out for that portion of TARP.
Sounds like he's trying to force them into it.
It does sound like he's trying to force them into it. And I also think, you know, again, coming back to my original idea that we're going to see a lot more legislation coming out, that the stimulus package and TARP 2 are by no means the end of the road. There is discussion of yet another set of proposals that the Obama administration is going to be unveiling later in the week that specifically have to do with housing. And so whether Senator Dodd's legislation around mortgage backs and helping the homeowner make it into this particular stimulus package, I suspect that the Obama administration and Congress understand fully that they're going to have to solve the housing problem. It really is a three-pronged issue. It's solving the financial crisis, it's putting people back to work, and it's dealing with housing. And all three are at crisis stage right now. And it's a massive undertaking to try to unravel all three.
And he stepped right on their toes, didn't he? It was interesting to see him do that. He's not taking anyone's word for it. Let me switch gears real quick and take you to one other issue I want to cover. These three Republicans who are helping to pass the stimulus, they're the moderates: Olympia Snowe, Susan Collins, and Arlen Specter, who's from Pennsylvania. Now, we knew on November 4th, on election night, when we knew that there was 57 or 58 Democratic votes in the Senate, that these three people would be important. That was, to those of us who watch politics, that was obvious from the beginning. They're the ones you can quote peel off to vote with Democrats. Why did they choose this fight to take a stand and show their power? And what does it mean maybe for the TARP or for upcoming further stimulus packages?
Well, this is your area more than mine, Todd, but I suspect that Arlen Specter is looking at Pennsylvania and looking at the fact that the state went for Obama, looking at the fact that it is a Democratic state now, and he's probably thinking, if I want to protect my Senate seat, I need to start getting in line with the mainstream of my state. I think the other thing is that, I think that this is an issue that does resonate with the average American. I think that the mainstream American is saying, we need to get something passed. We need to get something passed quickly. We need to put people back to work. There's a huge psychological effect associated with getting people back to work and feeling like the economy is moving.
Stephanie Mehta, thank you so much. Stephanie Mehta, Assistant Managing Editor at Fortune.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.